Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Well, the current occupant of the White House also seems to have felt the political heat of climate change. President Bush has softened his position in preparation for the G8 summit meeting. He now says he wants world leaders to meet this fall to come up with targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
The United States is taking the lead, and that's the message I'm going to take to the G8. I'm looking forward to working with them.
This could represent a change of heart and policy for the Bush administration. In the past, it's rejected emissions targets. Well, a change of position seems to be going around. It was just about a year ago that Fox News Channel aired this documentary about global warming.
Global warming. Most Americans believe it exists. And a majority think it's a problem, if not a crisis. But is that true?
The Fox News documentary Global Warming, The Debate Continues, casts a skeptical eye on scientific findings.
But questions remain. How much will the Earth warm? How much of it is man-made? Is there anything we can do about it? And should we be alarmed?
It's a hoax.
A total hoax?
Total hoax. It's an outrageous lie. And they know it.
The Fox News Network slogan is, "We report, you decide." Well, in a surprising move, Fox and its parent company, News Corporation, have now decided global warming is very real. And Rupert Murdoch, the global media mogul who owns the company, says he's going to do something about it. Murdoch recently announced a new global energy initiative. Rachel Weber is director of the effort, and she joins me on the line. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what is News Corp doing now in terms of global energy? Why are you changing?
We recently launched our permanent commitment to addressing the issues of energy use and climate change. And our work really falls into two buckets. It's a massive effort to reduce our own energy use and our carbon emissions, and also to engage our audiences around the world on the issue. By 2010, we've set the target that each one of our businesses will be carbon neutral, so we'll reach zero carbon emissions. We've intentionally set the date a few years away in order to focus on squeezing out as many energy reductions on possible first.
Well, for News Corporation and Rupert Murdoch, this is a big change of heart.
We really see this as falling in line with what the company does. We're always looking to innovate, always looking what are the issues that our audiences care most about. And there's no doubt that climate change and energy use is one of, if not the biggest consumer-facing issue of the next decade.
I know that when Rupert Murdoch made this presentation to his employees around the globe, he said climate change presents clear catastrophic threats. We may not agree on the extent, but we can't afford the risk of inaction.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts the accent on afford. I mean, it's a business decision.
Yes, this is clearly a big business opportunity. And I think a number of companies out there have really proven that there's a space here for businesses to get involved, whether it's in developing new technologies or engaging with a consumer through a technology that they're going to implement into their homes or into their business life. And there's a chance to save money within our operations. When you're reducing energy use, you're reducing your costs. Recently, we completed the measurement of our carbon footprint, which was just under 650,000 tons of carbon, which isn't enormous when you look at the grand scheme of the issue, but it's definitely a place where we can make our start.
I heard on the set of 24 that you're using a biodiesel generator.
Yeah, we've started using biodiesel generators and looking at ways to cut carbon as much as we can. It's hard in some places because of what's available. And it's an opportunity also to kind of put that demand out there.
Is it true that Rupert Murdoch recently bought a hybrid car?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the Lexus hybrid that he has.
Ms. Weber, wasn't it you guys who were telling the world that climate change, you know, was hogwash? And let's listen to Sean Hannity. We have a clip of him.
Now, first of all, the first thing I want to say is anytime you talk to Al Gore or any of these liberal global warming hysterical people, they all say the debate is over. So I'm going to put up on the screen a list of scientists that indeed do question and are skeptics of this new mad hysteria here.
So liberal global warming hysterical people.
Well, I think there's always going to be questioning about these issues, and I think it's healthy to enter into a debate over what the solutions can be. And what we're doing as a business, this is not a journalistic mandate. And our company prides itself on journalistic independence, and that's at the core of what our company does.
Is there no politics behind this question? Is it simply
No, I think what's really exciting here is this is depoliticizing the issue, if anything. This is saying this is an important issue to our audiences, and we have the opportunity to make a change in-house and out-of-house. And I think it's really exciting for our employees as well. As it becomes more and more solution-based, it becomes more exciting about kind of re-envisioning what a cleaner, more efficient future could look like.
Well, Ms. Weber, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rachel Weber is the director of News Corporation's Global Energy Initiative. Following Rupert Murdoch's announcement, NBC Universal got into the act with its Get On Board program. The company vows to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 3% by 2012. It's part of the parent company General Electric's Eco-Imagination campaign. Coming up, it looks like a zebra, at least from behind, but it's really a member of the giraffe family. An intrepid reporter and pygmy guide search for the elusive and revered okapi.
Desiree has just said that the tracks are today's tracks.
That's just ahead on Living on Earth.